58 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Well, as we just heard in that national newscast, the Tennessee legislature passed a set of bills yesterday that will carve up the majority black Memphis into three voting blocks. The move came a week after the Supreme Court weakened federal voting laws that protected minority communities. Hundreds protested at the state capitol during the three-day special legislative session. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao spoke to NPR yesterday about why so many are upset about the new voting maps.
Some of these protesters came to Nashville from Memphis early this morning. They're concerned about the loss of black representation, many pointing to the historical significance of their city and their state in the civil rights movement. Many invoked Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated in Memphis.
As part of that package of bills, Tennessee lawmakers dropped a requirement that voters get a notice in the mail if their polling place changes because of redrawn maps. The General Assembly now says local governments can simply post to a public website. Lawmakers also reopened the candidate qualifying window until May 15th, essentially by 1 week, to allow time for new people to enter the U.S. House primaries and for existing candidates to switch districts or drop out. Republican State Senator Brent Taylor has already announced he is running for Tennessee's newly redrawn District 9, which stretches from Memphis to Brentwood. The Memphis Commercial Appeal reports Taylor declared a conflict of interest ahead of the expedited redistricting process at the Capitol this week. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN.